Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, para bolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Alright guys, isa na naman Martes at nandito naman tayo sa Love Ko Ang Sports dito sa DZUP 1602. At kasama natin dito si teammate Wisdom at ako si teammate Ivan para sa mga balita para sa sports ngayon sa sa UAAP. Teammate Wisdom,
yes,
meron
so,
mga balita?
Bale, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung UAAP ngayon ng basketball ng men's, women's, especially ang men's kasi yung dami nag-aabang. No?
So, but unfortunately,
natalo tayo last Sunday.
So natalo tayo sa FEU and ibig sabihin na ay 3-2 na tayo sa ranking. Lamang na ngayon ang FEU ng 4-2, Lasal ang 4-1 and ang Ateneo ng 6-0.
So tayo ay number 4.
Well,
final four
pa rin tayo. So kailangan pa rin ma-ride nila yung momentum ng na masakay nila yung momentum ng ng magandang performance. Medyo yung last game kasi nila umabot tayo ng 20 points yun 21 points yun.
Yeah.
Yung lamang.
Na
humahabol tayo. Pero nakahabol yun I think after third quarter ng mga 14 points kung hindi nagkakamali. Pero kulang eh. At least pa rin. May fighting chance pa rin, may fighting spirit pa rin yun UP Fighting Maroons natin. Pero yun. Kaya kailangan lang nila makapitalize rin yung mga for the next round, yung games na napanalunan nila. And as of the moment, kung hindi nagkakamali, meron pa silang 2 games left para sa second round.
Yes, meron pa tayo. Kasi, NU.
Mm-hmm.
And you
Lasal. Ay, tapos
na Lasal. Oh,
natalo pa tayo doon. Oh, sorry. Adamson
ko. Adamson. Basically kasi isipin natin ang pinaglalabanan na lang talaga sa UAP ngayon is who gets the last final four na slot. Kasi sure na yung Lasal and Ateneo and most probably FEU is a strong contender. Mm-hmm. So talagang isa na lang yung pinaglalabanan natin.
So, yun. Posible 'yon pero yun nga besides na yung mga games na kailangan makapitalize natin na nanalo, kailangan nakakagawa rin tayo ng upsets at yun nga meron na tayong isang upset yun sa Lasal, no? Yes. So definitely yung next 2 games NU which is at 2-4 which is at the moment mas mababa yung ranking sa atin. Uh-oh. At yun Adamson nga which is 3-2. Actually, kasabay pala natin yung Adamson, which is 3-2. Mm-hmm. So, tied at 4th sila, actually. Ayun. Kailangan makapitalize nga nila yun. At may malaking pag-asa, actually, ang UP for that one. So, ang mahirap lang kasi, teammate Wisdom, pag nandun ka na sa middle ranking, tight spot yun eh. Tsaka vulnerable talaga yun eh. Tsaka, sa totoo lang, pag inisip-isip mo, masyado pa rin maaga sa... Sa season eh, di ba?
Wala pa tayong first half.
More than 25% na tayong tapos. Pero ayun, mahaba pa yung season. Kailangan one step at a time, one game at a time pa rin yung iisipin kung paano nila makapanalo.
So, konting update tayo sa table tennis na tayo ang host ngayon. No?
Okay. Which meron tayo sa Monday.
Yes.
October 9. Yes.
Actually, meron din tayo bukas.
Meron din bukas.
8 a.m.
Okay. Okay.
So, ang basically...
Taka lang, bukas 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. start, table tennis.
So, walang classes for UPC?
Dapat. Dapat okay. Mga court na classes. Mm-hmm. Actually, ngayong gabi kasi mag-set up na sila.
Okay.
So, yung undefeated na Lasal de Lasal sa men's team, sa men's table tennis, sila yung pinakaunang nakapasok sa Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So, sila din yung defending champion. Mm-hmm. So, medyo malakas ang men's. And behind them is NU naman, yung pangalawa nila.
Okay.
So, medyo maaga. Parang haba nga ng table tennis ngayon eh.
Ba't nga? Hindi ko nga rin nga alam eh. Parang dapat alam ko, mga dalawang araw lang dapat yung mga tournament na mga ngayon.
Diba, no? Dalawang weekend, ganun. And then anong update natin sa badminton? I think ang women's natin
hindi ba parehong semifinals ang dalawa?
Semis, yes.
I think makapasok ang parehong ang badminton for for semis,
ang games sila ay sa Rizal, I think.
Yes, nasa ano, sa Rizal Memorial in the Badminton Hall ang gaganapin ng mga games nila. Yes. And
sa mga leaders nila, na guess na natin dati si Vinci, nalala mo ba?
Correct.
Yes, co-captain si Vinci tsaka si CK ngayon. Mm-hmm. So, pero ang ating women's team ay going very strong ngayon.
Yes.
No? So, we are now at sa I think sure na tayo sa Final Four din. And then I think number one yata ranking natin.
Okay. I think so also. Yes.
So malakas ang women's badminton natin.
Mm-hmm.
Alam ba tayo? I think for ano tayo eh? We're running for three straight.
Oo,
at least three straight or four straight. So let's see kasi
actually ano running for fourth consecutive
fourth straight
women's championship natin.
Yes
ba?
And then meron pa tayong update sa UAP Beach Volleyball. Ano mangyayari sa Beach Volleyball?
May schedule na for Beach Volleyball, okay? At ito ay gaganapin sa October 5 na pala.
October 5, which is Thursday.
Ano ba ngayon? October 4. Ay, wait, 3. October 3 ngayon, diba? Timid Bisan? Yes. October 3 ngayon. Meaning, sa Thursday na magsisimula ang beach volleyball. At nandun sila maglalaro sa SM MOA sa Sands, by the way.
So, ito? Ito yung nasa ano mismo? Likod ng MOA? Yung nakaharap sa Manila Bay?
Yes. Yan yung parte kung saan maraming mga yung maraming rides, 'di ba, mga entertainment. But it's mas malapit siya doon sa may saan area ba 'yon? Well, it's on one of those aisles. So medyo mahaba-habang stretch 'yon, medyo mga 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers stretch 'yon, pero
dito rin ba dati?
It's just along that ano that road yun, sa may ano, sa may pinaka outskirt, kumbaga yun yung huling road ng Mall of Asia, yun yung pinakahuling road sa Mall of Asia na pinaka by the bee nga talaga. Kaya nga Sands by the bee, no?
Tapos ang defending champion ay
UST for the women's. UST, yes. And actually for men's and women's, men's UST women's, yun. Yes.
Pero
FEU rin yung second pareho. So UST,
talaga?
FEU nag-finals pareho sa dalawang
men's,
ano. Men's and women's. Third. Tapos yun for the women's, third yung LaSalle and UP ang naging third noon. Of course, wala na si Alfred Valbuena, isa sa mga seniors before na naglaro, tsaka yung captain ng indoor nila. So, iba na yung teams ngayon. Hindi ko pa actually alam yung lineup sa men's.
Yes, alam ko si Miguel.
Mm-hmm. Probably si Wendell pa rin.
Si Wendell.
Miguel. Sorry. Tsaka si, for the women's, Hindi ka kakakali. Si Tots Carlos?
Si Tots, si Isa, and si Ayel.
Ayun.
So, basically, setter and ano ka.
Very strong team. Big update ngayon sa so beach volleyball is actually hindi na 1 p.m. ang laro nila. It's going to be 3 p.m.
3 p.m. na.
So concerned na rin sila kasi usually, ano yun eh, on one day, before meron mga double games yon, actually very tiring kaya single round robin ang laro beach ng volleyball. Beach volleyball. And for this girl, sa guys and girls, no, at sa mga atleta na to, pag 1 o'clock p.m. iniiwasan lang rin nila yung dehydration tsaka yun ano nila yun, well actually sobrang init lang rin talaga. I don't know about now kasi medyo ano eh, October na eh, medyo kulimlim parati eh, no? Pero pag lumabas yung araw, mainit rin talaga. At pero actually sanay rin itong mga to. Imagine mo before summer naman, 12 o'clock rin tanghali yung laro. No, wala kang palusot noon. It's the hottest time of the year also na ano. So actually kaya nilang sanayan. Pero yes, of course I guess in their part, yun, parang ano lang, consent lang siguro ng school na ng schools, okay, or ng UAP na medyo wag naman silang ano ilagay sa init ng araw masyado. Yes, under the heat kasi nga naman, I mean ma-affect pa rin yun ano eh, yun tire yun pahinga nila. I mean kulang rin yun pagdating sa, let's say kung may Sunday silang game, paano naman yung Monday pag pumasok na sila ulit sa estudyante plus may training sila. Usually kasi yung players yung players nun usually are also the same players sa indoor eh.
Yes,
sa indoor volleyball eh. So dual
so,
purpose yun.
So kung magaling ka na volleyball player, pwede ka pala mag-champion. 10 beses sa UAP, no? Indoor tsaka
beach. Actually, oo.
Pero ito rin yung nag, parang nasabi dati, sabi rin ng FEU bago mag-open yung season na some games will start later na nga. Like yung football. So baka,
oo nga, pati yung football diba, nga, nasabi, na-mention I'm guessing, nga na.
I'm guessing gagawin na 3 o'clock pa rin, which is okay rin naman. No, I mean, well, ang athlete kasi kahit anong sabihin mong 12 ng tanghalin tapat maglaro, maglalaro yan. Pero, I mean, for the sake na rin athletes and for the sake na rin ng entertainment.
Yes.
Kasi mas maganda yung performance pag hindi sila masyadong ano eh.
O pag hindi rin sila masyadong pagod nga naman. O kung tutuusin mo. O nga. So, ayun. Later, magbabalik kami ng with our guest. May special guest pa tayo ngayon, Teammate Wisdom.
Meron.
Ayun. At kung pinag-uusapan natin yung sobrang init ng beach volleyball tsaka ng mga games na outdoors, ito, medyo malamig-lamig ata ang laro na to, no? Teammate Wisdom.
Tama.
Ayun. So, mamaya, magbabalik tayo at with our special guest. Ang oras po natin ngayon, 5:16 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mapabuhok? Balahibo o kaliskis, lahat yan pwede dito. Kinig na sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa tuwing Miyerkules alauna ng hapon dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magtanim ay di biro buong araw na kayo ko. Pambihira naman kayo kung di nyo busin pagkain nyo. Ang sakit sa damdamin, pagod ko'y nasayang lang. Ang dami nyo pang tira, pwede sana yan sa iba. Huwag magsayang ng pagkain. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Oh anak, buti nakauwi ka na. Kumain ka na. Pinaghanda kita ng...
Ayoko! Pagod na ako! Aral na ako ng aral! Mababa pa rin grades ko! Walang nangyayari!
Ay, special pa naman ang hinanda ko. Na-promote din ako sa trabaho. Di naman pala siya interesado.
Init ng ulo ay wagi uwi sa bahay. Isang tabi pagkausap si nanay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Talakayang pampalakasan, pwerabolahan.
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love Kong Sports at kasama natin si Teammate Wisdom at ako si Teammate Ivan of course at meron tayong mga special guests ngayon na Teammate Wisdom.
Yes. So ano ba to? Fresh na fresh. Fresh na.
Ayun. Fresh from saan?
Instead of hot na hot topic, ano, cold topic.
Cold topic ba to? Okay. Special guest natin si Miguel Relampagos and siya ay kasama sa Philippine Men's National Ice Hockey Team. Kala niyo figure skater, no?
Pwede rin.
Ayan, yun. So, ayun. Yun. Member, di nga, member ka ng Mighty Ducks? Di ba movie yun? Di ba ano yun? Ah, okay, okay. So, Mighty Ducks ang tinawag sa inyo?
Yeah, ng media.
Ng media?
Ng media.
Ng media. Wala rin may isip yung media na ano no na ibang ano. Pwede naman na ano, tropical ice mga ganun mga ano.
Tropical ice.
Tropical ice team mga ganun. Hindi ko alam.
So yun.
So, yun, oh.
So
teka lang, pero yung national team natin sa Philippines nag-gold sa SEA Games, di ba? Kamusta yung paglalaro ng ice hockey sa Malaysia? Malamang sa ice rink rin 'yon. Parang ano ba 'yon? Yeah, so where san sa Malaysia kayo naglaro nun mismo?
Actually sa mall lang siya.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have a new mall.
Mm-hmm.
forget the name of the mall.
Walang problema. Pero ano yun, ano yung itsura niya? Ano yung venue niya na ano? Obviously hindi siya stadium kagaya ng mga ano, 'di ba? Pero paano pinapanood ng mga tao yun ice skating niyo para bang sa mall natin 'to dati sa kagaya sa SM Mega Mall na nandun lang sila each floor na nakanood ng ano, ganun din ba?
Yeah,
ganun
actually yung rink nila was in the sabihin nating basement na lang
ng so hindi mo alam kung nasa basement kayo.
Yeah, I'm sure basement. Okay, okay. Kasi may ground floor eh.
Okay.
So yung ground, second, third, naglagay sila ng mga chairs all around each floor.
Ah, okay.
Tapos they just look down to watch.
And yung ice skating rink na yan, because it's all in a mall, no? And yun nga, nasa tropical, Southeast Asia. Kailan naman na mag-snow sa Southeast Asia? But uso naman yung mga skating rinks. It's for the past, 25 years na meron ng skating rinks sa ano, na napapadala dito. Ano ba yun? Is, kumbaga, official ba na
full-size
ba na rink yun? Ano ba yung mga specs na in Malaysia, sa pinaglaro sa Southeast Asia?
It is Olympic size naman.
And yung mga ice rinks naman natin dito sa Pilipinas, are they of the same ano rin? Specs also?
The one in Mega Mall and the one in MOA are Olympic sized. Pero the one in South Mall is smaller.
And sa ngayon nag-train usually?
Kami MOA.
Sa MOA?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Pero first this SEA Games, nasa Mega Mall kami kasi under construction.
Okay. Kasi yung pinaka kailangan ano, sabing segue lang naman yung mga tinatanong.
Yung pinakaunang tanong, may ice hockey pala sa Pilipinas.
Hindi tanong yun eh. Ano yun eh? Exclamation point yun.
So
yun
na tanong, parang may ice hockey pala sa Philippines. Do you get that question a lot more?
Yeah, that's actually the first question that everyone asks us.
As if naman na hindi nilalaro tsaka wala tayong mga figure skaters dito na ano yun.
Figure skating meron.
Meron na nga pumunta sa Winter Olympics, di ba? Oo. So, yes.
Yeah, that's actually the first question everyone asks us. Kung meron bang ice hockey sa Philippines. And yeah, matagal na, actually.
Kaya na nag-start?
It started about early 1990s pa.
Okay.
In the Philippines, yeah. So, may parang isang foreigner na dumating from, I think, Germany. And then he stayed in the South. Actually, it started in South Mall. Tapos gumawa sila mga clubs. Tapos nakilaban yung sa Mega Mall. Tapos naglalaban lang everyone. So, yun yung dati. And then, what happened is, nung pinatayo yung official federation, pinagsama na lahat. Gumawa na lang sila ng league within the federation.
Okay.
So, kailan yung naging officially nagkaroon ng Philippine na hockey contingent? I mean,
official
kasi every it always starts ng ganyan eh.
Mm-hmm.
May mga maglalaro. Parang sa floorball, hindi simula. Pero then
perfect example.
Diba?
Actually, nakatawa nga eh. Kasi nauna pa yung ice hockey kaysa sa, ano, yun, sa floorball na nangyayari. Which dapat mas madali na
patlaro yung floorball
dahil walang ice na kailangan.
Kasi wala pang Ralph Ramos dati.
Hindi, tsaka wala pang, hindi pa naman uso masyado yung floorball nun. Nauso naman talaga yung ice hockey muna bago yung floorball eh, diba?
Okay. So, After nung mga club, around when nagkaroon ng totoong Philippine team, for example?
We've been playing, like, representing the Philippines unofficially for a long time na. Pero it was only 2 years ago na nag-federation, official federation that is credited by PSC. And then yun yung pinapadala namin na team for international competitions.
So ang NSA nyo is called the ano ba? Philippine
Federation of Ice Hockey League, so FIHL.
Okay, yeah. Ang sa Philippines ano yung tawag sa inyo?
Yung
National Sports ano ba yan?
Hindi, para sa international ka mo. Kasi if the Philippines is Philippine Philippine
Federation of Ice Hockey League. Yun yung name ng
Federation of
talaga?
Ice Hockey League.
Yeah.
Okay. Pero for the world, meron bang world ano? Under
FIBA,
FIBB.
Oh, yeah. So it's under the IIHF, International Ice Hockey Federation.
Ayun.
Yun yung international ano.
And then like yung nakwento nga minsan is that dun sa final game nyo versus Thailand, di ba? If I remember correctly, sila parang dapat powerhouse sa Southeast Asia.
Actually, sila yung
talaga
favored to win talaga.
Okay.
So no one thought that we would win.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. In truth, not many people believe na kaya namin manalo.
Bakit naman malakas yun Thailand sa ano? I mean, pare-pareho tayong Southeast Asian countries. Yeah. We're all tropical countries. Mainit lahat yan. No? Lahat na, sigurado lahat lang ng skating rinks na sa malls. Okay? Wala tayong, kumbaga wala, artificial lang lahat tayo. Okay? Pero bakit favored sila to win? Ano bang kalakasan nila? Ano bang meron na program nila? Compared to ours na mukhang yun nga sinasabi mong dehado, siguro hindi naman sinasabi mo pero parang yun nga lumalabas parang dehado nga tayo.
Well, one is that matagal na sila naglalaro as a national team. I think that's the biggest thing kasi established na yung federation nila. Tapos they've competed in multiple international competitions na, tapos nananalo na sila in those competitions. Like the most recent one was the Asian Winter Games. So, nung Feb, we were in Division 2. So, kakapasok na namin ng first year.
Sa Tokyo, tama ba?
Sa Sapporo po. Sapporo.
Sapporo.
Okay. In
Japan pa rin. Yeah. Japan pa rin naman yan.
And then, so they were in Division 1. And so, they went against teams like Hong Kong, Singapore, UAE, so Taipei. And those teams are very established na in the world. Medyo mataas na yung rankings nila. And Thailand won the Division 2.
Okay.
So when we went against them, sobrang kinakabahan talaga kami kasi parang sobrang ganda na ng program nila. They actually have a bunch of professionals, Swedish players, I believe, na half Thai.
Ah, may
yeah,
half,
so marami half silang mga
Swedish, half Thai. Okay.
Yeah, so yun yung medyo
parang masarap na masahe yun. Swedish. Thai ka Swedish.
Okay. Okay.
So yun, maganda na yung program nila, very established, tsaka fundamentally grounded naman sila.
So they were playing Division 1?
Yeah, in the AWG. And
then kayo?
Kami Division 2 kami, Division kasi 2. Kakapasok lang namin.
Okay, and so, and then ano yung naging place niyo sa Division 2?
Third kami.
And sila Division sa Division 1?
First.
So basically,
so technically, yung pumunta kayo sa Asian Games, underdog talaga kayo.
Underdog kami.
SEA Games.
So parang may deducts nga talaga kayo.
Ano ba yung tournament na that was Asian?
Which one po?
Yung sa Japan.
Asian Winter Games.
Asian Winter Games. So, at that point, they were the best team in Asia.
No, there's another division, yung top division. Ah, doon yung mga Kazakhstan, Seoul, China, tsaka Korea.
Yan yung mga bansa yun yung na mayroon talagang
nandun na talaga
sa, may kumbaga mayroon silang snow. Yeah. Bro.
Yes. Ito na talaga sila. Naglalaro
ito na eh. Hindi artificial.
True snow.
True snow.
And then, kailan nyo sila first nakalaban? Sa SEA Games na mismo?
Yes, actually. Most of the teams there, well, I guess some of their players, we played against them in mga invitational meets around Asia lang. So, usually sa Hong Kong, Singapore, we played against some of their national players. Pero, as a team, first time namin makalaban is yung Singapore at Thailand.
Okay. Ano yung mga dinaanan nyo na teams before you got to the finals? I mean, ilan ba yung naglaro lahat sa SEA Games?
I think there was a total of five.
Five teams.
So we played against Indonesia, and then Singapore, and then Malaysia, and then Thailand.
Ah, yung sa bracket. Parang bracket yata.
Yeah, so we were under just one bracket kasi lima lang kami
teams. Okay. Eh bakit di niyo nakalaban yung so ilang bracket din lahat? Isa lang?
Just one. Yeah. So okay. Single round robin lang.
Single round robin
so
and
there's no semi final.
So okay. Bakit what do you think was the parang X factor bakit kayo nanalo? Over the Division 1 champion?
Actually sobrang unexpected yung win namin kasi coming into the competition all odds were really against us. May ibang na-injure bago nung tournament. Yung captain namin hindi nakalaro ng 2 games, which was the last 2, kasi na-eject siya from the third game against Malaysia. Kasi parang nagka-collision accident. So, he was sent out of the game, tapos one more game suspension. So, I guess coming into the game, yung mindset ng lahat ng buong team was very set. They're already set on knowing their roles as players. And I feel that parang being in that situation, parang they knew what they had to do to just win. So, Yun yung pinaka-crucial point.
Ayun. So mamaya, medyo binibitin lang tayo ni Miguel eh. Kung anong, ano eh. Kung ano yung, kung paano sila nanalo eh. Pero mamaya, ikikwento pa niya yan. So mamaya, magbe-break muna tayo. No? Mga oras po natin ngayon. 5:29 ng hapon. DZUP 602 ay kasapin ng KBP. Kapasahan ng mga broadcast ng Pilipinas. DZUP 602, kasali ka.
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 602.
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng UP Junior Finance Association ang Intercollegiate Valuation and Strategies Tournament na gaganapin mula October 7 hanggang December 16. Ang INVEST ay isang annual national research and valuation competition para sa university students. Nais nitong bigyang pagkakataon ang mga mag-aaral na gumawa ng stock valuation analysis ng isang kumpanya. Magkakaroon ng orientation sa October 7, 9 a.m. to 12 noon sa College of Business Administration, UP Diliman. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, magtungo sa UPJFA INVEST Facebook page. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Junior Finance Association sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Dear Diary, kanina nakita ko si... Ay mali! Aking pinakamamahal na tao sa buong... Ang pangit! Dear Diary, aking pinakamamahal na Diary Entry Number 1. Mali! Mali, mali, mali!
Sayang, di ba? Mali din magsayang ng papel. Sulitin ang papel para di masayang ang kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love Kong Sports kasama si teammate Wisdom at ako si teammate Ivan at special guest natin ngayon ay si
Isang Mighty Duck.
The ice cold Miguel Relampagos.
Ice cold.
Oh.
So yun, basically napag-usapan natin during the break nga dediretso pala sa ano, everyday. Everyday halos, tama. Everyday
yun,
halos.
Yeah. Yung games nila sa SEA Games. Na.
Alam mo kasi ganyan pag ano eh, pag nagtitipid. Diba, ganun nila. Kasi
yung host,
usually
yung
niya,
host
yung
SEA Games.
Team, or, kasi gusto niyo yung mga one week before, andun kaya nagpapahinga. Pero may maganda siyang point na bring up is that iba daw yung ice.
Mm-hmm.
Iba daw yung ice doon sa parang, ha? Akala ko ice is ice lang. So yun nga, ibang ice is mabilis. Tama
yeah,
ba?
The harder the ice, the faster the movement of the people and the puck.
Mm-hmm.
So pag mas soft yung ice. Mm. Yun yung medyo mas mabagal.
Mm.
Okay. Minsan basa.
So, ito ba dahil ano to, outdoors, indoors? Indoors kaya
it's
lahat?
It's all indoors.
For
indoor.
Sure, indoors lahat.
Mm.
Pero depende siya sa kung ano yung maintenance.
Yes,
ng, ano.
Exactly.
Naglaro ba yan ng ano? Ng, naglaro, was it a big difference on how you guys played the game also? I mean, did it become an advantage na ano ba yung kamusta ba yung ice sa Malaysia? Para ba siyang nasa Pilipinas na sinasabi mong
I guess compared
medyo slow siya na ano?
I think compared to here it's a bit similar pero overall mas matigas siya.
Mm.
Like in terms of like the thickness.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I think it helped us then kasi here mahirap mag-pass kasi minsan tumitigil yung puck. Parang pass mo. Minsan yung tira mo may kasamang talsik ng tubig sa goalie.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hindi nakita ng goalie pero na-shoot. Parang ganun. So, I guess, yun nga. Since mas matigas siya, so, mas malakas yung mga tira namin, mas maganda yung mga passing namin. Pero it took some time then to get used to.
Going into the games ba, ano yung, into the SEA Games, ano yung expectation nyo? Do your best.
Yeah, no. Well, they wanted us to at least to get a medal.
Okay.
Yun yung goal namin na parang just go into the tournament and just try to get at least bronze lang. Kasi kaya naman.
Sino ba yung mga main kalaban nyo yung time na yun? Meaning, for sure, if mukhang yun nga, underdog nga kayo yung time na yun, at mukhang hindi naman expected yung win ng gold, mm-hmm. no? Ano, sino ba yung mga main countries na nalalaban nyo na, I mean, at par?
At par, I guess, well, the three of them, yung Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand,
okay.
Yeah.
Kasi the fact na nilagay ng Malaysia would mean, di ba? I mean, mm-hmm. ibig sabihin, they think they would have a chance. Ano bang Malaysia? Nag-third ba sila?
Nag-third po sila.
They got a medal. Pero going to the, dun sa journey nga, no? Syempre may team muna tayo para manalo dun sa SEA Games. Mm-hmm. Paano ba nabuo yung team nyo? Is it a matter of,
yung clubs nyo?
Baka may kilala kayo dyan. No? Paano ba siya nabuo yung team?
Or, yun nga, baka
is it from different clubs? Yeah, or different from clubs. One team na talaga nagtitrain all throughout?
Well, for a couple of years na rin, I'd say maybe 3 to 4 years na kaming nagtitrain as a unit, like kami-kami na as a team.
As the Philippine team.
As the Philippine team. Okay. Parang even prior to the accreditation of our federation sa mm-hmm. PSC. Mm-hmm. So, yun nga, like before.
Na team talaga mm-hmm. before.
So, before, we started out na clubs talaga.
Okay.
So, there were the Predators, the Voyagers, the Black Wolves.
Ay, kasama ka sa ganun. Anong team?
Ako, I played for two. I played for the Voyagers and the Saints.
Mm-kay.
Tapos, after that, kasi...
They sound very good, no? Oh. I mean, compare sa Predators, tsaka ano, the Aliens, mga ganun.
Snowflakes, yun pala mga ganun. Snowflakes, ice cones.
Twinkle toes, mga ganun. Okay. And then
team, those were just club teams within the Philippines.
Yes. Yes. And then nag-develop siya into, actually nag-transition muna siya into having a league, a men's league na with foreigners, because there are a lot of expats in the Philippines.
Ah, na naglalaro ng hockey.
So our guess, marami bang Canadian diyan?
Yes.
Canadian.
Alam mo kung kumbaga kung ano ang basketball sa Pilipinas, di ba? Kasi sa Philippines, every kanto na meron, may basketball court. Diba? Minsan nga, yung kalsada lang lalagyan ng ring para magbasketball. Sa Canada, every kahit pavement, lalagyan lang nila, lalagyan lang ng ring. Kasi pwede ka naman mag-rollerblades ka lang, mag-inline skates ka lang. Diba? So malamang yung Canadians, or yung lakes ka lang pag winter.
Dalawa naman yun, dalawa lang naman yun eh, Canadians at Scandinavians yung mga nalulun.
Yeah, so, tama.
Maraming Scandinavians din?
Yes, I think a lot of people from Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
Yeah.
Kasi ganun lang kamahal, like same sa Finland. Ganun lang kamahal yung hockey na pag sa outdoor mag-hockey, pero pag they're inside magko-floorball.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Wala nang nagbabago. So you had parang league sa
Pantawa. Yes, we have club. A league here. Okay. So it's called the Manila Ice Hockey League. So
and how many teams? Yeah.
Now actually, we expanded to two divisions now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, talaga?
So we kept four teams.
Okay.
Because they wanted to keep it parang medyo marami yung number ng naglalaro mm-hmm. all the time. And what they did na lang was they put a division 1 and 2.
Okay.
For it will start this year lang.
Sa teams na yun, ano ba usually age range ng mga naglalaro na hockey players?
Usually the men's kasi is any individual that's 16 and above.
Okay.
16 and above up till
kahit anong age ka. So, malaki yung wide ng variety of age ng players na naglalaro.
Yeah, sometimes you're 16, sometimes kalaban naman 45 na. 47 na minsan.
Okay. Mga magulang, mga body check lang yung ginagawa.
Oo nga.
Enforcer.
But not as fast, diba?
But so nagbuo kayo, so merong clubs, and then paano binuo yung national team? Nag-tryouts or selection?
Yeah, actually nag-tryouts kami.
Okay.
About, I think.
Nabalitaan niyo ba na magkaka-ice hockey sa SEA Games?
Yes, earlier? We found out, I think, last year lang.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ice hockey is not usual.
It's the first time po. No?
Ah, first time. Yes. Wow, first time. First time. So basically, ang Philippines ang first Southeast Asian ice hockey champions.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Kasi nag-floorball na rin last time eh.
Mantakin mo yun.
Pinasok yung floorball last time. So pinasok mo yun ng ice hockey.
Oo nga.
I think they put figure skating along with ice hockey na rin for this year's SEA Games.
So nagpa-tryouts.
Yeah, we had
late last year na.
I think 2 years ago pa, I think, yeah. So we have a pool, and then the selection process per tournament depends on if you're training, your performance, the league, and then sometimes we have, you usually have around 1 to 2 local tournaments. Okay. Pero nag-invite kami ng international people.
Oh, kasi wala sa mga kalaro. Yeah.
So that's how we check how our progress is. We had one recently nung June in Mega Mall.
Okay. And then your coach is from?
Our coaches are from Czech Republic.
Okay.
But they're expats who live here and play with us in the same tournament.
Okay.
So yung MIHL.
Okay.
So yun.
So parang ano nga lang din, parang naging voluntary.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, hindi na siya parang, hindi na siya parang, uy, parang si, let's say, si Coach Tabaldwin ng Gilas dati na, we hired him from New Zealand.
It's usually,
helping out.
Like, our the hockey community is so small na the people we play against are sometimes our coaches. So, like, yung kalaban ko lang last year, coaches ko.
Yeah.
So, medyo mahirap sila kalaban.
Yeah,
kasi magagaling-galing sila. And then, so, like, kami, since men's team kami, pinapa-coach kami ng mga kids and women's team.
So,
that's how we...
Going back pa atras tayo, no? Paano ka naman napunta sa ice hockey? I mean...
Kasi question. Dapat yung mga unang tanong natin eh. Pero sobrang natin tayo sa RSC Games champion, di ba?
Yung unang question naman is...
Paano parang simula dito?
I mean, ito ba si original sport? As Thailand ka pa? As a Canada ka pala lumaki?
No. I grew up here talaga. So,
so paano ka napasok sa ice hockey?
I grew up with 2 of my sisters and both of them tried. And rule kasi ng mom ko is since tatlo kaming magkakapatid na grew up sabay-sabay, kung ano mang gagawin ng ate ko, gagawin namin lahat. So, nag-swimming siya, swimming kami lahat. Nag-tennis siya, tennis kami
lahat.
Buti
lang pala sports active yun. Yes. Kung paano siya let's say, nag-modeling siya or something.
Yun lang.
Sabaga, okay lang naman. Pwede rin naman.
Nag-cross-stitch siya.
Nag-cross-stitch
ka.
Knitting club.
Knitting club, ganun.
Pero yun, sir. So, siya, figure skating. So, nag-figure skating yung isang sister ko rin.
So, nag-figure skating ka rin.
Tapos sabi ko, ma'am, ayoko naman mag-figure skating kasi...
So tayo yung hockey. Went to figure skating.
Yeah. ako dapat yung next Michael Martinez dapat.
Okay.
Split ka dapat.
And then, ano nangyari? So, nag-ice hockey ka. So, hindi ka na figure skating, nag-ice hockey ka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was when I was 4.5.
Ah, so matagal
lang. Ang haga mo nag-ice hockey.
Tagal
nag-ice
na pala. So, akala ko parang ano lang.
Tsaka may decision, may decision ka na kaagad na 4 years old. Parang, ma, I'm not going to dance on ice. Like Mickey Mouse.
Hit people. Have a stick to hit people.
Oh, si Prince Eric na lang. Pwede.
Okay. So 4 years old pa lang naglalaro ka na ng ice hockey.
4 years old.
Wow.
And then, so I used to juggle sports.
So okay.
Hockey was constant. And then I used to play volleyball for school. Tapos basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos I'm also track for UP kasi.
Kasi ang hirap nga naman na pag inisip mo na mag-ice hockey ka tapos technically parang ano siya, weekend sport lang for you siguro. Kasi on the weekdays.
Before.
Oo. Before. Paano ka before, of course, let's say elementary, high school, hindi naman pwedeng araw-araw ka na sa Mega Mall. Not unless talagang katabi mo lang yung Mega Mall at araw-araw ka naglalaro.
Actually, high school namin was very near lang. Ortigas area na rin.
Ayun.
Mabilis
lang yun. I mean, pwede. Pero... ang hirap rin kasi if meron kang ganun klaseng sport, teammate piece na, paano ka pagpunta kang school, di ba? At lahat ng classmates mo, what? Nice hockey? Kaya makakalaro niyan. Anong gagawin natin dyan? So,
kaya nga, buti pa yung football. May bola ka lang kahit sa paglaro.
Actually, swerte nga. Nag-iba nga siya ng sports. No?
Bro, how does it all work out? Kasi si Miguel is sa track. Ano may event mo?
Long jump? Jumps mo. Long triple.
Long jump. Okay. Long jump siya na track
kasi
and field.
Nagulat nga ako eh. Yes. Sabi ko,
and, of course, na-mention din natin also part of the national team.
Mm-hmm.
And in fairness, ha, si Miguel maayos yung grades niyan. Sa subjects ko, ayaw mo ko lang sa iba. Baka akin lang yung sinaseryoso.
Kung hindi nagkakabali, si Miguel nga yung pumasok sa faculty, nagdedemanda, sir, bakit ganito yung grade ko? Naalala ko nga yun.
Yeah, pero I mean, how does it all work out? Track, practice, tapos ice hockey pa, and then...
Track.
You're in, ano ka bang, in third year?
Fourth
year na sa sports science. So
actually medyo mahirap siya as like balancing it out. So let's say on a daily, a typical day would be I wake up at 4 because we have training usually at 5:30 for track. And then it goes up to like mga sometimes 7:30 Depends where we are. Sometimes 8. And then
oh,
we
kasi
go
maaga
to,
sila eh. Mm-mm. 4 sila. Oh.
And then we go, I go to class. So sometimes 8:30 or 10. Tapos hanggang 4 or 5:30 na yung last class ko. And then right after, sometimes I go home, rest for a bit, and then I have to travel to Moa na agad.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi our training starts at ano,
8:30 sa Moa. Buti lang kontra
kasi gabi yung... Kontra traffic ba yan? Pa Moa?
Hindi, kontra nga yung traffic eh. Pauwi yung problema.
Pag gabi, papunta so, ng Moa.
So, what time usually ang inuwi mo from Moa?
From Moa, sometimes 1 na 2. Depends.
Tapos gigising ka ng 4 o'clock. Paano, yep. Saan,
pero hindi naman sila everyday sana eh, sa track. Yeah. I mean, thank you.
Well, everyday kami sa track. Not everyday kami sa hockey.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
So yung hockey namin as at most siguro 4 times a week, 5 times a week.
Grabe ah. Grabe yung ano, schedule mo.
Parang full-time ano. Full-time life.
3 hours lang yung rest mo pag meron kang track and field life.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yun, mamaya, we'll talk. Napagod ako kaya kailangan natin mag-break. Hindi may wisdom. Okay. So mamaya babalik tayo sa kwento ni ano ni Miguel sa kanyang mga ano sa ice hockey. Oras mo natin ngayon 5:45 ng hapon ng DZUP 602 ay kasapi ng KBP Kapsana mga broadcast ng Pilipinas. DZUP 602 kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
This tree planting season, Haribon invites you to get your hands dirty and learn how you can make your own backyard garden the smart way. On October 14, let Haribon's farming experts and community partners guide you with practical knowledge on bio-intensive gardening, soil nutrients, crop rotation that use less water and fertilizer, and tips on locally grown veggies, all in a day's field trip to an actual tree nursery in Caliraya, Laguna. To register, simply visit facebook.com/goharibon or email bao@haribon.org.ph. This is brought to you by Haribon Foundation in cooperation with DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang daddy ko ang favorite kong superhero kasing bilis siya ni Superman! Para siyang si Incredible Hulk kung sumuntok at sumipa!
Hulk! Smash!
Gabi-gabi, pagkagaling niya sa trabaho, naglalaban sila ni Mama! Lagi nga siyang nananalo eh! Paglaki ko, gusto kong maging kasing lakas din ako ni Daddy!
Anuman ang ginagawa ng matanda, kadalas ay ginagaya ng bata. Itigil ang domestic violence. Tumawag sa Women and Children Protection Center sa 410-3213. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love ko ang sports kasama si teammate Wisdom at ako si teammate Ivan. At special guest natin ngayon si Miguel Relampagos ng Philippine Men's National Ice Hockey Team. No? At ayun, teammate Wisdom.
Ano?
Mukhang ano, maraming... Marami pa pang tournament Miguel din ano sinasalihan mo for so, for ice hockey.
Ano ba
I mean pahinga lang ba kayo ngayon sa ano?
Right now on
and ano ba yung mga leagues na sasalihan niyo next?
Actually right now we have a season na namin for the MHL. Hmm. So magsa-start siya I think this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it's gonna end I think either April or end of April or half ng May.
Mm-hmm.
But in between that, sa Feb, actually, meron kaming IIHF International Tournament dito. So it's called the
Challenge. Mag-host.
Mm. Okay. It's called the Challenge Cup of Asia. So CCO. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So yun yung tournament, annual tournament ng IIHF for Asian countries para mag-up ka ng rank
okay.
in the world.
So magkikita ulit kayo ng Thailand dito.
Yes, actually.
Okay. With a vengeance.
Kasi parang nag-meeting yung IIHF tsaka yung federation namin.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nag, instead of, kasi the three divisions ang CCOA.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2-1 and then top division. So, mm-hmm. pag bago-baguhan pa kayo, pag wala pa kayong nasalihan na CCOA, sa last,
parang newcomers. Bracket
kayo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yan, division 2 kayo. Pero, for some odd reason, binump kami sa top. So, kalaban namin is Thailand, Mongolia.
Binump kayo sa top kasi yeah. champions na kayo.
Champions sa SEA Regional best. Oh.
Takot kami, sir. Tagal na nila naglaro.
Nagbago ba pagdating nyo from the SEA Games? Mm-hmm. I mean, kamusta naman yung welcome sa inyo? Wala ba kayong parang parade? Wala bang welcoming party sa airport?
Meron! Parang snow cone, ice cream,
mango shake.
Mango shake,
may tarpaulin na, sir.
Meron ba pagdating nyo? Okay.
Tarpaulin tsaka roses. Flowers.
Mas reason. Ano ba, may naramdaman ba kayo na like more interest or more popularity yeah. ng hockey pagkatapos?
Actually, a lot of people kept asking us kung how they can start.
Okay.
So sabi namin, it's easy lang, just go to the rink, tell them you wanna start, tapos they'll refer you to our trainings kasi we have a learn to play program.
Ah, talaga. And so,
bago mag-learn to play, Miguel, kami ba with wisdom, pwede ba pumasok dyan nang hindi kami marunong mag-skate?
Pwede. Yeah.
Talaga? Pwede. Seryoso?
Hindi mo na, hindi tayo magsasart sa akin. Magsasart dun sa mga instructor dun sa dun sa MOA or sa Mega Mall. Yung mga skating lang
skating lang mismo.
Actually, ganun usually yung trend. So, may mga people na naka-curious na parang gusto ko lang mag-ice skate. Yeah. So, public skating muna sila.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos for certain times, sabihin natin mga 6-8 months na nagustuhan nila yung skating. Mm-hmm. Tatanong na sila, paano ako mag-join ng hockey? Kasi marunong ako mag-skate, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, usually the people we get, marunong na sila mag-skate. So, kami parang, okay one down.
Okay.
One skill down. So, ngayon, hands naman gagamitin natin. So, puck handling, shooting, mm-hmm. passing.
Mm-hmm.
Yun naman yung train namin sa
kanya. Okay.
So for example, may ganyan, may interested matuto mag-hockey. Tapos, so you suggest dapat matuto muna sa mag-skate. I mean,
yeah, honestly.
Or pwede ba mag-floorball muna. Floorball tapos, muna. Alam mo,
so, baliktad.
Baliktad, kukunin mo na ngayon yung
floorball players. Mano mag-skate.
Okay. Correct, tama. Pwede ba yun?
Yeah. My advice siguro for the people who want to try ice hockey, try skating muna.
Okay,
kasi you have to fall in love with the feeling of being on the ice
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
before you can progress. Tsaka, medyo mahal siyang sport. So, okay. big investment din siya. So, before investing like a lot of money on gear and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's best na you try it out first.
When you say by it's a big investment, ano ba usually yung cost ba yung ng basics, materials dito?
Yeah, basics and basics. Estimate of how much?
Medyo malaking range na sir.
Okay lang. Let's say
gusto ko matuto. Hockey stick na basic.
Ano, wag muna. Ice skating.
Skates muna. Yeah.
So skates kasi kasi
walang local na gumagawa.
Wala. So we buy from the States.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So that yung ginagawa namin palagi is tatawag ko may teammate namin. Bro, mayroon ko bang tito, tita, kaibigan na skates na uuwi. Padala naman kami skates. Yes. Yan, minsan yung mga foreigners mm-hmm. na kilala namin, uuwi sa the States, Canada, papabili lang kami. Usually ganun. Pero the price range for skates, siguro the new models, kasi palagi, it's like shoes eh. So palagi pag may bagong mm-hmm. line na lalabas, siguro the cheapest is mga, I'd say 100 US.
Okay. And renting, let's say, ng ice skating rink?
I think renting is about, I think, 300, 350 for pesos. Unlimited na yan.
Unlimited na yan?
Yeah, pesos.
For the whole day na yan?
Yeah, for the whole day.
So, pwede na technically mag-skate the whole day?
Yeah.
Paano yung initial investment, let's say, basic na gear? So, kasi ang ice hockey, padded lahat eh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kahit literally yung fingers mo.
So, we have gloves, elbow pads, chest pads, pants, tapos shin guards, helmet. So, sa amin kasi sa program
set ba yan namin, usually? Or usually, binubuo mo siya? Parang gumagawa kayo ng parang suit?
Yes, actually, sir, parang siyang suit. So you buy it. Usually, ang set is the elbow pads, the chest pads, and the shin guards.
Shin guards.
So usually, yun yung three na.
So basically, yung wala lang pads yung thighs, tama ba? Or meron din?
Meron din. Meron
okay.
Din. Pero they don't sell it as a set, eh.
Okay.
So, yun. Yun, that's what you have to buy like separately. Na minsan medyo mahal.
Meron palang gear na.
And then helmet ka pa, di ba? Yung helmet nyo ba is closed face, di ba?
preference na yun, sir. Pero if you're above 18, meron ako ng choice na ayoko mag-visor.
Ah, okay.
Pwede ako mag... Ako, I wear a half visor lang.
Okay.
Mm. Kasi mas madaling... Kasi it's foggy in the Philippines. Yes. So, yun.
Okay.
Mas madaling...
And
makita.
Girls, pwede bang sumali dito?
Yes, we actually have a women's team.
Okay.
Women's national hockey team.
Okay.
And of all ages naman, pwede kasi up until a certain age, I think maybe around 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the girls transition to the women's team.
Okay. May women's team ba tayo?
Yeah, we have a women's team po. They competed sa women's CCOA noong, I think, July.
Okay.
So before we go, pag gusto nila maging updated sa hockey in the Philippines, national team and hockey in general, ano yung mga dapat nilang check Research. Out? Schedules, teams, websites?
So one, you can definitely go to the ice skating rink in Mecca Mall or MOA. Ask about whether or not you ask about hockey, how it can start, and they'll assist you naman. The second is you can contact Hockey Philippines on Facebook. Or you can Google it also. And then, yeah, that's two basically it.
Like
you can
have a tournament dito, kailan ngayon? May special date mo yan.
Tournament here is on April.
Yung Asian something.
Yeah, Challenge Cup of Asia.
Which will be in MOA, tama?
In MOA. I'm not sure if arena or sa rink.
Okay. Ayun. So, thank you very much, Miguel, sa time mo.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
Happy rin kami ni Teammate Wisdom na meron tayong kakaibang sport.
first time.
Tsaka, as usual, Teammate Wisdom, ano?
World class ka agad.
Mismo. Yun nga, yung sasabihin ko nga, yung swerte kasi dito yung DCUP dahil meron tayong mga gold medalists, mga ano. Usually, yung mga bumibisita dito, either mag-gold sila or nag-gold na.
Tama. Diba? Actually, it's lucky charm yung show namin.
So, ayun. Thank you, Rhett, and congratulations sa inyong gold sa SEA Games. At ayun, sa susunod na Martes ulit, para sa Love Ko Ang Sports, mag-tune in lang ulit kayo ng 5 o'clock ng hapon until 6 o'clock. So, ayun. Ang oras po natin ngayon ay 5:57 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!